Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. We're here to go through the Crayon Cloud webinar series and specifically cover some changes with Microsoft's program, the Cloud Solution Provider Program, and the new platform that's being released called the New Commerce Experience. And so in today's conversation, some of the topics that we're going to cover are: what is the new commerce experience? What are some of the changes that are happening that impact you as customers and consumers of Microsoft Cloud services? And then when will some of these changes go into effect? So my name is Keith Keeler. My role at Crayon is National Sales Manager. I lead part of our US sales organization. And with me today is Matt Clayton. Matt, if you could introduce yourself.
Hey, everyone. My name is Matt Clayton. I am with the Cloud Operations team here at Crayon. I'm one of the team leads that kind of help guide the journey around CSP. So I'm here to happy to help with Keith.
Great. Awesome. So thanks for getting together with me, Matt. And so I think, you know, one of the first questions is, what is the new commerce experience? And of course, the acronym is NCE. So what is it exactly?
So yeah, we get that a lot. The new commerce experience is really just Microsoft updating how you provision licenses and products with them. So they're revamping the experience that is typically experienced under CSP. They're updating it to more of a longer commitment and with their products. So that is going to change fundamentally on how you plan around provisioning subscriptions or purchasing licenses and products, where it's going to be more geared towards a yearly commitment. So that's one thing to keep in mind.
So one of the biggest changes and the difference between the NCE program, the New Commerce Experience, and the Cloud Solution Provider program is that the license that you purchase through NCE will have a 12-month term associated with it.
Yep, that's pretty much the theme. There is still options for monthly purchases, but with the monthly purchase, there is a premium on top of that to allow that flexibility, but it would still follow a full commitment for the month. So under CSP, if let's say you were to provision a license today, and let's say that next week you realize headcount has changed, or you know, just different things have changed in the business where you need to decrease that license, you could do so at that time. But under the NCE, if you're under the monthly SKU, then you would purchase it today, and it's used November 2nd today, then you would be able to make the adjustments on December 2nd. So you would have to wait until the end of your monthly term or the end of your yearly term to make any adjustments.
Okay. And so can you have a combination of the two, some annual licenses and also monthly licenses?
Yep, of course. It's actually encouraged to adopt both. So there's not, you have to choose all yearly or choose all monthly. If you have SKUs that you really only need for the month, you know, it's really just for a project, or it's, you know, you're still uncertain if you want to use that product, then it's encouraged to use the monthly SKU. If it's products that you're confident, it's core to your business, then you would want to take advantage of locking that in for the year.
Okay. All right. So then locking it in for the year, there's some form of price protection. And how does that work?
So the price protection is going to be aligned with the pretty much the time frame in which you choose. So if it's month, then you're locked in for that price for the month. If it's annual, then you're locked in for that price for 12 months. And then if it's going to be something multi-tier, let's say you choose a product that you're going to have for 3 years, then it'd be the full term of that multi-year. So if it's 3 years, it'd be for the full 3 years.
So then when it comes to pricing models, there's a monthly subscription available, there's annual, and it sounds like there's even longer term, a 3-year subscription model. Okay.
Yeah. It's great. Recommended that you just choose the SKUs appropriately. So that's one thing. If it's monthly, just keep in mind there is a 20% premium for that flexibility. So to pay monthly, there's a 20% on top of the price you pay for those monthly SKUs. So just keep that in mind as you assess your environment.
So you pay a little extra for that flexibility monthly to increase, decrease licenses and user counts, if you will.
That's part of the new commerce experience as we know it right now.
Okay. And so when does some of these changes go into effect? Now, I know overall, right, we are providing the information that Microsoft is providing us today. And a lot of this is not even fully baked, if you will, or confirmed from Microsoft. So there are still some things that are fluid, right? But what is some of the timing around these changes? What's that kind of look like right now today?
Yep. According to my interpretation right now, 2022 is the year you want to really look at. And March of 2022 is when things are going live, and meaning that that's when it's going to be heavily encouraged that all products will be on the new commerce experience, or NCE. So from March 2022 moving forward, only if your license has expired in March, or if you need to buy new licenses or products, it will be in the new NCE. Come January, that's when there's going to be a large announcement of products being available, and you can start taking advantage of some of the promos and some of the options that are available to you. So 2022 is going to be where a lot of these events and a lot of these things take place. Between now and the end of the year, there's still a lot of discussion. There's new rhetoric and new paperwork and documentation coming out. So we'll release those as soon as we get them. So we're really attuned with Microsoft just to make sure that we're relaying information as they release it.
Okay. So there will be some process change that a customer will have to go through. If the customer is currently in the cloud solution provider program, to make that change, there will be some paperwork and a process to walk the customer through at that point in time?
Of course. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. And so you mentioned a couple of times there's a change in the pricing model as far as terms, right? So monthly, annual, there are 3-year subscription terms that are available. But do you have an example of an actual product or SKU and what the new price difference would look like?
At a high level, there are going to be price changes. I'll admit we're still waiting to see that full catalog and how that is going to change. And we're reviewing some of the information they've given us now, but it's still subject to change. So as that becomes a little bit more ironed out, we'll definitely share that. But there will be some products that will have a slight increase. And I think on some of Microsoft websites, they show how some of the products do have a slight increase under the new commerce experience. And then there's others that I think still are to be announced.
Mm-hmm. So there is, Microsoft has already released some public information about specific price changes for specific products or SKUs, right? Yep. So the information is already publicly available. Okay. Yep.
We'll try to consolidate that information on a website that you can go to, and we'll update as we're updated.
Yeah. All right. Great. Well, I think we've covered a lot of information here this afternoon. And so are there any other items that maybe you can think about that we haven't covered or touched on in terms of either the what is NCA compared to CSP, the timing around some of the changes, and then we also talked about some of the different agreement structures, terms, and some of the changes that still provide flexibility for customers, right?
Yep. So the only thing I want to add is very similar to how we went from Azure Classic to Azure Plan, and how some customers out there are still kind of finishing up that transition. It's going to be very similar to the licensing world. So new commerce experience is going to change a lot of things for a lot of different companies and environments, but we're here to walk with you in that journey. So I would just say, as we get closer to 2022, you want to start reaching out to just experts in the market and just continue to make sure that you are caught up to date with the changes, so you are prepared for the date of March 2022 and there's no surprises. So it's a journey. We're in it together.
Yeah, absolutely. Really appreciate you getting together with me this afternoon. And for those of you who are listening to this webcast or viewing it, if you're not familiar with Crayon, as a Microsoft global partner, we help customers get better control around software and cloud. So we look at opportunities to help you drive cost savings, risk mitigation around compliance, also governance, so platforms to govern and manage your cloud services from Microsoft. And then we also help customers implement cloud solutions, whether it's migration or data analytics, machine learning, and artificial intelligence. So thank you very much. For more information on this webcast, please feel free to go to crayon.com/NCE. And again, we thank you very much for making time out of your day to join us here today. Any questions, please reach out to us directly and we'll get the right folks to help you answer your questions. Thanks so much. Hope you have a great day.